Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Like one fellow came, he'd been saved like a year, and he heard one message on faith, and he's going to believe for 10 million oil wells. Well, the Bible said all things are possible to him that believes. He said, well, it is. But you don't receive according to what God is able to do. You don't receive according to what God can do. You receive according to what? According to your faith. And that fella, you know, his faith wasn't there. Besides that, you need to hear from God about that. Right? Would you even need that? Sometimes people think, well, I need this. And that's not the thing that really you should be looking at. You don't always need money. You could get the thing. Right? It's not all about the money. Sometimes there were times I thought I needed to buy something, and it worked out. Somebody let me use one, and I only needed it one time, and that was it. Amen. Well, that's better than the other, than having something I had to maintain afterwards. Well, anyway, you need to be believing every day. Are you in 2 Corinthians 4?
Yep.
I started the message before I read the scripture. You going to deduct any points off of me for that? The reason that's funny is because, see, I used to teach in a Bible school, and that was part of my job, was critiquing people on their second year. They'd have to preach once in the beginning of the year and once in the end of the year, like a 12-minute message, and one of the instructors, there were hundreds of them, you know, would get different groups, and you'd have to critique them on what they did. And of course, they'd have their outline, and I'd have a copy of their outline, and we always tried to be gracious, because, you know, I remember the first time I ever got up to speak. But this one fellow, bless his heart, he didn't prepare. He just kind of, he's going to wing it, you know. And I believe in being led by the Spirit, absolutely. You mean, I got a whole book full of notes here, but I hadn't said anything that's on them yet. Tonight. Maybe we will. But that doesn't mean you're not supposed to prepare. You're supposed to prepare. And you need to be continually putting into yourself, so developing a reservoir of word and illustrations and understanding that the Holy Ghost can pull from.
Amen.
He can't bring something to your remembrance if you never heard it.
Amen.
How are you going to remember something you never read? And this fella got up, and he was a little proud about some stuff. And he got up, and he's going to knock everybody out of the seats. You know, he's going to blow the top off his thing. And he said a few dynamic statements, and then he just looked around. He looked at me. He looked at the crowd, and he said, "This is hard." That's what he said. And then he looked back, and he said the same thing he'd already said again. And then he stopped and he said, "This is really hard." And that's all he said. He said, "This is hard," about 13 times. "Man, this is hard. I didn't know this was so hard. It sure looked easy when these other guys got up and did it." And so I'm critiquing him. Of course, he didn't get the best grade. And I said, "Did you not prepare?" And he said, "Well, I just, you know, it looked mighty easy." He said, "You guys get up and do it every day. It looked pretty easy." And so he found out. So y'all may deduct me a couple of points on that first part. 2 Corinthians 4, are you there? 2 Corinthians 4, 13. 2 Corinthians 4, 13 says, "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak." Everybody say the spirit of faith.
Spirit of faith.
Same spirit of faith.
Spirit of faith.
Be turning, please, to Hebrews 10 if you have your place there. We've been teaching for some weeks now on Friday night about the spirit of faith. And he's saying that the same spirit of faith that was in Moses, that was in Abraham, that was in Joseph, that was in David, that spirit of faith that was in Jesus himself, that same spirit of faith is in you and I. Well, that's wonderful. I said, that's wonderful. That's why you and I are overcomers and more than conquerors. What is it? The scripture said, this is the victory, 1 John said, that overcomes the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. What can get you out of a bad situation? Faith in God. Somebody said, well, God can't. Yeah, but he needs your faith to give him a legal right to do for you what's not being done for somebody else. God's not moved by needs. He isn't. No matter how much you need something, how desperate you are, that doesn't move him. There are needs all over this planet. If God was just moved by needs, miracles would be happening all over the globe. Just instantaneously. But no, God's not moved by needs. He's not moved by crying and begging. He's not moved by you feeling sorry for yourself. He's not moved by desperate situations. You've seen people in desperate situations just go down the drain. But we've also seen miracles. Amen. Well, then how is it that God would move for some and others it doesn't happen for? And here's where people start philosophizing and saying, well, you just never know. God's mysterious. Some he heals, some he doesn't. We just don't know why. What could it have anything to do with us? Amen. You know, it's amazing how people don't want to even look there. Could it have anything to do with our faith? And the answer is absolutely, emphatically, resoundingly, yes. Yes, our faith is such a big factor. Well, let's talk some more about our faith. He said in Hebrews 10:35, cast not away your confidence. That's a faith word. When you have faith, you have confidence. Anybody in faith about anything tonight? Are you confident that it's happening? Maybe you believe you have received inside, but are you confident that it will happen out here? That's a little weak. Anybody in faith about it? Are you believing for something? Are you in faith? Then do you have confidence inside that this is happening? Whatever, maybe you're believing to pay off something or get something or do something or give something. Just be, everybody say confident. And don't cast it away. Even though time passes and situations change, don't cast your confidence away. Verse 36, you have need of patience. You got to stay with it. That after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live how? By faith, but if any man draw back, my soul will have no pleasure in him. We're not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. So we talked about in sessions past that faith steps out. Faith doesn't draw back and hide and cower. Faith steps out. Won't you say that? Faith steps out. Faith, he went on to say, is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. So if you're in faith about it, you haven't seen it, you haven't felt it, and it hasn't happened yet in this realm. If you see it, you can't be in faith about it. If it's happened, you can't be in faith about it. I'm talking about in this physical realm where we see and feel. You hear people say, well, if I see it, I'll believe it. Now, it'd be too late to believe it. Right? If you see it, you can't believe it. Believing is only before you see. Believing is only before it happens. If you're in faith about it, you don't see it or feel it yet, and it hasn't happened yet. It is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By it the elders obtained a good report. They were spoken well of by God himself. Through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which were seen were not made of things that do appear. God framed the earth, the heavens and the earth, all that is made with faith-filled words. You and I are to be imitators of God. We frame our world with our words. Amen. If you're smart, you'll be prophesying faith things over you and your life. I mean, just get up in the morning, and for no other reason except that it crossed your mind, get up and stand in your living room and say, I'm doing well. I'm going to do better.
Hallelujah.
I'm increasing. Yeah. All my children are going to serve God.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. I'm going to live a long life and do all the will of God. I'm going to be a blessing.
Yes.
You frame your world with your words, good or bad. You need to talk like that. You are, what you're having today is a result of what you've been saying and believing for the past years. If you want to change it, you need to change what you're believing and change what you're saying.
Amen.
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 We're coming up. Everybody say, Branson is doing well. Gonna do better. We have not seen our best years. They're in front of us. The economy in this area is improving, increasing mightily. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Believe it. Say it. If other folks say something else, well, we need to just swallow up their unbelief and override it. We can't just, you know, believe everything for them personally, but we live here too. Right? And the economy of this place affects us. And we pray for our state and our area. We have more right and authority in our town and state than anywhere else. Hebrews 11, keep reading. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. So we saw that there's faith to give. Enoch walked with God. There's fellowship faith. Verse 6, without faith it's impossible to please Him. He that comes to God must believe He is, and He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. We've been talking the last couple of sessions about Brother Noah. You know you're going to meet Noah sometime?
Yeah.
Won't be long. Even if you live over, to be over 100, it won't be long. It's like a vapor. It's here and it's gone. And next thing you know, you might be talking to Brother Noah. You say, Noah, how long did you work on that boat, brother? Was that tough? What was going on? He can tell us the whole deal. Sometimes people talk about losing loved ones. Not if they're saved. I said, not if they're saved. You didn't lose them. They just relocated to a very, very real place.
Yes.
How many believe heaven is just as real as Branson?
Yeah.
Only nicer.
Yeah.
Much. It's a very, very real place. And they're alive. I don't refer to my relatives in the past tense. Because they're not past.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.